Chesed and Beis. There is a Mishnah on Daf Chesed and Beis. The Mishnah tells us who goes to Galus for killing who. So says the Mishnah, Ha'av gol al yedei ben, va'ben gol al yedei av. A father goes to Galus for killing a son. Son goes to Galus for killing a father. Ha'kol golin al yedei Yisrael, v'Yisrael golin al yedei, and Yisrael goes to Galus for killing others. Okay, well, it's fine. And the others go to Galus for killing Yisrael. And then the Mishnah goes on to say, Chutz miger tosha. That everyone goes to Gaul, everyone, a Yisrael goes to Gaulus for killing everyone except for a Ger Toshav. The Ger Toshav eino gola ella al yedei Ger Toshav. And a Ger Toshav only goes to Gaulus if he kills another Ger Toshav. So, in general, what about a guy? Guy go to Gaulus? Pashto's not, right? It's not one of the Zayin Mitzvos Bnei Noach. It's not something that. So, what's a Ger Toshav? Guy, no? So what, how do we define a Ger Toshav? What's the actual definition of Ger Toshav? A non-Jew who accepts upon himself to do the Shev Mitzvah B'nai Noach and lives in Eretz Yisrael, right? That's a Ger Toshav. So I just want to talk a little bit about what the idea of a Ger Toshav is. It's very difficult. Normally, when we talk about a regular Ger, what are we talking about? Someone who used to be a non-Jew and now he's a Jew. Talk about a Ger Toshav. Talk about a regular guy, you're talking about a guy. What's a Ger Toshav? Is a Ger Toshav someone who's half converted? Or is he someone that's, mom is a guy, we're just not going to kill him for living in Israel, we're not going to throw him out. But he's mom is a guy, we're just not going to throw him out of the land of Israel. The Ramban and the Ritva over here, and the Rambam in the 8th parak of Hilchos Melachim Halacha Yud write that a Ger Toshav is defined as someone who's mekabel on himself the Shev Mitzvah B'nei Noach in a Beis Din Shel Yisrael, but if he is not Mekayim the Sheva Mitzvos in a Beis Din Shel Yisrael, even if he is Mekayim all the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach, he does not have a din of a Ger Toshav. He is a Ben Noach B'Alma, he's a regular guy. That comes based on the Sugya in Mesechus Avodah Zarah and of Samach Dalin, that a Ger Toshav is not Mekabel the Sheva Mitzvos in a Beis Din Shel Yisrael, it's just a guy. So Rav Asher Weiss in Minchas Asher and Simon Lamed Aleph and Makos says, Yesh Lachkar. This Kabbalah's mitzvah is done in front of Beis Din. Where else do we require a Beis Din when it's not an issue of psak halacha? It's not Beis Din telling you, you're chayiv, you're pater, this is the halacha, this is the... Where else do we require a Beis Din? Why should that resonate with us, requiring a Beis Din? What? A Beis Din L'kiyum HaDavar. What's the example? The example of a Beis Din L'kiyum HaDavar, where you need a Beis Din. What? No, that's Eidus L'kiyum HaDavar. You don't need a Beis Din for wedding. Gerus. You need a Beis Din for Gerus. The Rambam, the Ritva, the Ramban, they all say you need a Beis Din for Ger Toshav. Yesh Lachor. Does that mean that Ger Toshav is a form of Gerus? He becomes like a Miktsas Yehudi? Or do you say, no, Ger Toshav is just, he's a good guy. He's a really good guy. And therefore we're not going to throw him out. But it's not a Gerus at all. Major nafkamina would be, once a person becomes a Ger Toshav, can he un-Ger Toshav himself? Can he become not a Ger Toshav anymore? I mean, a person becomes a Ger Tzedek, regular Ger, and he decides, you know what, nah, Judaism's not for me. 10 years later, Judaism's not for me, and he decides to abandon ship. Halachically, is he a Jew or not a Jew? He's a Jew. It's a permanent thing. Would you say the same by a Ger Toshav? Once he becomes a Ger Toshav, Lefnei, Beis Din Shel Yisrael, Beis Din L'kiyum HaDavar. It's a Ger Toshav. So is it like the Gerus of a Ger Tzedek? And he's going to remain a Ger Toshav no matter what. Just like by a Ger Tzedek, the Rambam writes in the 13th parak of Yisrael B, Alach Yitzayim. Or maybe no, there's no Chalos Din of a Ger Toshav. It's just a Kol Zman that he's still observing the Sheva Mitzvos. He remains a Ger Toshav, but if he no longer observes the Sheva Mitzvos, so he loses the Shem Ger Toshav. L'chora, one could bring a Raya from a Rambam. The Rambam in the 12th parak of Yisuri Bia Halacha Hei writes that someone who's Ba Al Bas Ger Toshav Ein Kanoim Pogimbo. Halacha is a Ba Al Aramis Kanoim Pogimbo. If someone sleeps with an Aramis, sleeps with a non-Jewish woman, Kanoim Pogimbo, you can go attack. Shem Hashem, right? Pinchas. What if someone is Boel Abbas Ger Toshav? Ein kanoim pogimbo. What's a basker toshav? What does it even mean, a basker toshav? Is she a ger toshav or is she not? So if you say that ger toshav is just, as long as I'm still doing the Shavim Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, so I'm a ger toshav. But it's not a status, it's not a chalos. And when you're no longer observing the Shavim Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, you're no longer a ger toshav. So basker toshav doesn't mean anything. The daughter of a ger toshav, that's just another way of saying a guy. But if you hold that Geret Toshav is a chalos, that it's just like Geret Tzedek, it's just not as intense of a chalos. It's not a chalos Kedushas Yisrael. It's a chalos Miktsas Kedusha. Or Miktsas status of Yisrael. So then you understand that that could be transmitted to the next generation. Yeah?
When you have a Geret Tzedek, now he's a full-fledged Jew. So Geret Tzedek means a righteous Ger. Not righteous anymore. He loses his status.
No, he does not lose status.
He's still a Jew, but he's
still
Ger,
a Jew.
But he's not a Ger Tzedek anymore.
Okay, so you call him whatever you want. He's a Jew. So Ger Toshav, my question is the same true by a Ger Toshav?
There's no status within. He's not a Jew. He's nothing. He's a guy.
That's the question. That's the question. Maybe he is. Maybe it's a Miktsas. It's a Miktsas Gerus. It's a partial Gerus. Do you ever have such a thing as a half a Jew? Someone who's a half a Jew? How?
Good.
Nebuchadnezzar. You could have maybe the Ramban in Yevamos writes that if a woman conceived while she was a guy and then she converts while she's pregnant, the child needs a Mila L'Shem Gerus when he's born. What about Tevila? The Tevila he already got with his mother. So he was already Megayer with his mother. So he's already sort of Jewish. He's born from a Jewish mother. So why do you need a Mila L'Shem Gerus, says the Ramban. So Ramban says, yeah, you still need a Mila L'Shem Gerus because he's a Miktsas Jew. It's a partial Jew. He can't back out. He can't not be a Jew. No, one Mila. But the Mila is not just a Mila for the Mitzvah's Mila. It's a Mila L'Shem Gerus.
Double Mila.
It's a meal with double meaning.
Yeah.
Put it to two of them.
No, I'm saying it's a double. But I thought we in.
Also, it's a mitzvah of chavilas. It's one mitzvah of mila. It's just that it has two kiyum. Yeah. And it was mitzvah of chavilas. It means when you have two different mitzvahs to put them together on the same kos of yayin or something like that. Here it's one mitzvah of mila. It's just a double kiyum in the mitzvah of mila. It's tzvei dinim in the mila. No. It's both me. Now, so l'chora we have a raya from that Rambam. Kanoim Pogimbo doesn't apply to Basker Toshav. However, Rav Asher points out, it doesn't seem that it's such a great raya from the Rambam. Because it could be that the din of a guy is still, a person who was a guy is still a guy even after Kabbalah's mitzvahs. And all Goyim are mechuyev in the Shev Mitzvahs. Meaning it's not like a Ger Tzedek where he's no longer a Goy and he becomes a Yisrael. When the Goy is Mekabel Shev Mitzvahs, what he's essentially accepting upon himself is to do what a Goy has to do anyway. When a Goy becomes a Ger Tzedek, he's accepting upon himself Taryag Mitzvahs. And even if you're going to say that when he becomes a Ger Toshav, he can never back out from being a Ger Toshav, it's still pashut that it's not going to go me'av l'zaro. Where do we ever find such a din? That if a man's a ger toshav, that all of his children are going to be a ger toshav? We wouldn't say that the children have a din of a ger toshav because their father's a ger toshav. We don't find that anywhere. We just say that a guy who kills a ger toshav b'shogeg, we can't kill him b'din until we verify that all of his father's l'doroseim were not ger toshav. Because if one of his forefathers was a Ger Toshav, he's going to be Chayv Galus. I mean, what did our Mishnah say? Ger Toshav kills another Ger Toshav, he's Chayv Galus. A Goy kills a Ger Toshav, even B'shogeg, not Chayv Galus, he's Chayv Misa. So when a Goy kills a Ger Toshav, should we say, oh, he's not Chayv Misa, because maybe his great-great-great-grandfather was also a Ger Toshav, so he's really a Ger Toshav. Even though this guy never had any Havamina of being Mekayim Shev Mitzvah Bnei Noach, or being Mekabel to do so in front of a Beis Din. No, we would never say such a thing. Ger Toshav is not a status that goes from parent to child, each and every person, each and every guy has the opportunity to be mekabel l'shev mitzvos in front of a beis din, and when they do so, they become a ger toshav. Aye, what about this Rambam? The Rambam says that haba al bas ger toshav ein kanoim pogim bo. So what are you going to do with that? What does it mean, be a bas ger toshav? Who cares that you're a bas ger toshav? Ger toshav is not a status that's transmitted from one generation to the other. So three possibilities. Maybe the Rambam was just speaking, the most common case of a girl being a ger toshav is if her father was a ger toshav also. Most of the time, ruba de ruba, people follow what their parents do. So if their parents are Orthodox Jews, ruba de ruba, the children are Orthodox Jews. If the parents are unaffiliated Jews, ruba de ruba, unfortunately, the children remain unaffiliated Jews. If the parents are goyim who could care less about the Shavu Mitzvahs, ruba de ruba, the children are goyim who care less about the Shavu Mitzvahs. And if the parents are gerei toshav, ruba de ruba, they'll raise their children that way. So the Rambam was giving the most common case. What's a bas ger toshav? It means she's a ger toshav. What inspired her to be a ger toshav? Because her parents are ger toshav. Or maybe bas ger toshav doesn't mean daughter of a ger toshav. What does bas ger toshav mean? What else could it mean?
She herself
is a ger toshav. Meaning you say someone's a ben Torah, it means he's the son of Torah. His father is Torah. No. Means that he himself defines himself through Torah. Bas ger toshav might be a description of her personality, not who she's the daughter of. It could also be that bas ger toshav means from her earliest youth she was mekayim sheva mitzvos because of the tzivoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore she would have a din of a ger toshav and she wouldn't even need a kapalah b'fnei beis din, which is chiddush we'll see about maybe later. That maybe this din of Kabbalah B'fnei Beis Din is only for an adult. But maybe if a child is raised that way their whole life, and from their earliest youth, they're already being Mekayim Shev Mitzvos B'nei Noach, maybe there's no requirement for a Kabbalah. However, the Panovich Rav of Kahaneman Tzitzal was Mechadesh, that Ger Toshav is a Miktsas Keres, and that there's a Din Yisrael, a Miktsas Din of a Jew, when a person becomes a ger toshav, and therefore, when the goy is mekabel the sheva mitzvos, doesn't have to just be mekabel the sheva mitzvos the way goyim are obligated. He has to be mekabel the sheva mitzvos the way Jews would be obligated in the sheva mitzvos. Rav Kahneman wants to be mechadish. Panovich Rav wants to be mechadish. He has to be mekabel the sheva mitzvos to do it the way Jews would do it, because he's becoming a miktsas Yisrael. Where do we see such a thing? There's a Rashi in Yevamos Memchesem Beis, where the Gemara over there says that a ger toshav is chayiv to be shomer Shabbos, because anyone who's mechal Shabbos is kovid avodah zarah. Rashi writes that anyone who's mechal Shabbos kovid avodah zarah, so ger toshav has to do Shabbos. A goy has to be shomer Shabbos. What's the problem with that? A goy shashav is chayiv misa. That has to be Shomer Shabbos. He's not allowed to be Shomer Shabbos. For a guy, is it Avodah Zarah to be Mechal Shabbos? It's not Avodah Zarah for a guy to be Mechal Shabbos. For us, it's Avodah Zarah to be Mechal Shabbos. Because it's Kofar Briyas Olam. Kol Mechal Shabbos, Kilu Ovid Avodah Zarah. That's for us. Says Rashi, Nivamus Memches. A ger toshav has to observe Shabbos, because if he doesn't observe Shabbos, it's ki'ilu. He's being mechalal Shabbos, which is ki'ilu avid avod zara, and a ger toshav is chayiv, not avod zara. It's one of the shev mitzvahs. What do you see, says Panovich Rav? The ger toshav doesn't just have to do shev mitzvahs. He has to do shev mitzvahs the way a Jew does shev mitzvahs. Wow. Unbelievable chiddush. Tosfos says, Adrabba, goy shav is chayiv misa. And he explains, oh, Chil Shabbos is not Kavodah Zarah by a goy. Goy is not Mitzuva and Shitov at all. But a Ger Toshav is Mekabel, Yisra Avodah Zarah, like a Jew. And for a Jew, it's Avodah Zarah. And that's how the Aruch Lener in Yevamos over there explains Shitas Rashi. It would come out that we understand very well why a Ger Toshav has to be Mekabel Shabbos Mitzvah in front of a Beis and Shal Yisrael. because there's Kabbalah of Miksas Din Yisrael, so it's a Din of Geirus. And Geirus has to be done in front of the Beis Din. The Rambam, at the end of the 8th paragraph of Malach, Malach Yud, writes that he has to be Mekabel Shev Mitzvos because it says in the Torah, V'odienu al Yidei Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's Tamua, what does that mean? B'nei Nor Chayiv to believe in Torah's Moshe? It's Chayiv to believe in Torah's Moshe? If he's a Miksas Yisrael, absolutely. If he has to be Mekabel Shev Mitzvos the way Yisrael does the Shev Mitzvos, so then absolutely has to believe in Torah's Moshe. It's a very great chiddush. The din of Ger Toshav is not that just that you're allowed to let him live in Eretz Yisrael and mitzvah l'achyoso. His etzem chiyuv in mitzvos is not a chiyuv in mitzvos of a ben Noach. It's a chiyuv in mitzvos of a Yisrael. Very, very great chiddush. Most of them are logical. He's not going to kill. He believes in God. It's disgusting. And he'll observe these because he thinks that they're moral. Now, Rav Asher then quotes four rayos that a Ger Toshav has a Miksas Din Yisrael. Have you ever thought of this? You ever thought that a Ger Toshav has a Miksas Din Yisrael? To me, this was eye-opening. Never in my life saw anything like this. I mean, there are a lot of things I haven't seen, but, I mean, I've come across Ger Toshav enough times. He has four rayos that he has a Miksas Din Yisrael. And then he's going to reject all of them and say that he disagrees with the Panovich Rav, but still. Even the possibility is exciting. The Rambam in the 14th paragraph of Hilchos Yisuri Biya writes the halachos of a Ger Toshav, and in the same chapter he also writes the halachos of a Ger Tzedek. The Rambam was very careful about how he organized his book. If in the same chapter he's explaining Ger Toshav and Ger Tzedek, it can't just be a coincidence of language that we happen to call them both Gerim, even though one's not really a Ger. No. If he's putting them both together, it must be that they're both really Gerim. Ger Tzedek and Ger Toshav. Okay, strongest raya in the world? Not really. Raya number two. The Rambam says, like we quoted before, someone who's Boel Abbas Ger Toshav, there's no din of Kanaim Pogimbo. Why? Because Boel Aram is Kanaim Pogimbo. But she's not an Aramis anymore. She's a Miksas Jew. She's not a regular guy. Okay, a little bit stronger. One could argue that she's not a Jew, but she's not an Aramis either. Third raya, the Rambam in the 6th paragraph of Hilchos Malachim, Malach Adalid, writes that a Goy Amaleki, or someone from the Shivas Avimin, that's Mekabel on themselves Sheva Mitzvos, Mutr L'Achayoso. You're allowed to support them. Because Mishnah explains, since he was Mekabel Sheva Mitzvos, he's no longer one of the Shiva Amimi. Once he's Mekabel the Sheva Mitzvos. L'chora, why? Why would he be Mekabel the Sheva Mitzvos no longer one of the Shiva Amimi? Because it's like going through a Gerus. And when one goes through a Gerus, Gershon Iskayer, knew what's the concept? Gershon Iskayer, he's a new person, he has no Sheikhus to what he was before. But if it's just a matter of commitment and life changes and whatever, an Amalek, you could say, I'm really committing to be good and I want to be just and right and moral and whatever. You still have to kill him. An Amalek is an Amalek. You would need a change to his very personality, to his very essence, in order to take away the status of Amalek or the status of Shivam. How do you get it changed to his very essence? A Geirus. That may be what Ger Toshav is.
What about Moav and Amor Moav?
Yeah.
Would they be allowed to become Ger?
Ashkes.
Even though it's a Miksas.
Yeah, interesting. Right, so then there would be Yesh Lod, and there would be what to talk about over there, according to this, right? Then a fourth Raya, there's Rabbeinu Gershom in Maseches Krisus Tavtes Amar Aleph. It's printed on Dav Yudam and Beis in Maseches Krisus. It's on the side of the page. Sometimes the printers couldn't fit it all on the same page. So Rabbeinu Gershom writes, the Gemara over there says that a Ger Toshav can do malacha on Shabbos the way Yisrael does malacha on Chol HaMoed. Even though Ger Toshav has to be Shomer Shabbos, but he doesn't have to be Shomer Shabbos the way we're Shomer Shabbos. He has an Isra malacha on Shabbos the way we have an Isra malacha on Chol HaMoed. The Rabbeinu Gershom writes, Kloma, Kivan Sheyesh Bo Ktsas Gerus, since he has, here's such a lashon, Ktsas Gerus, Eino Osa Kol Malacha B'Shabbos, Elim Kein Eino Ma Yochal O Davra Aved. He can't do malacha on Shabbos unless he doesn't have what to eat, or it's a Davra Aved, meaning the rules that we have for Chol HaMoed. So you see that he used that term, Ktsas Gerus. These are the rayas. But L'chora, there's a raya, Lahepach, is a very clear raya in the opposite direction. That a Ger Toshav is a guy, is a guy, is a guy. He's not a Jew at all. What's the raya Lahepach? So Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis, where the Gemara raises the shayla. Iboilehu. Can a Ger Toshav be mevatel in Avodah Zarah? To be mevatel shame Avodah Zarah from something, a Jew does not have the capacity to be mevatel Avodah Zarah. A Jew is not empowered with the ability to take away the status of Avodah Zarah from something. A guy, say a guy worships in Avodah Zarah, and then he's mevatel the Avodah Zarah, then it loses its shame Avodah Zarah. Right? It's a unique thing, because normally we would assume that a Jew would have greater capacity to do things than a guy. So it's an anomaly in the halacha. A guy has the ability to be mevatel Avodah Zarah. What about a Ger Toshav, the Gemara asks? So what would you say? L'chora, no. Can a Ger Toshav be mevatel Avodah Zarah? What is this tally on? Whether or not he's a Jew. If it's Mixas Gerus, then of course he cannot. And if it's not Mixas Gerus, then of course he can. But look, listen to how the Gemara says it. De palach mevatel, de lo palach lo mevatel? O dilma kivan de barmine hu mevatel? Should we say that only one who still worships Avodah Zarah in general can be mevatel the shame Avodah Zarah from something? And therefore the Ger Toshav who has committed not to worship Avodah Zarah lost the capacity to be mevatel the Avodah Zarah? And that's why he can't? Or should we say that since at the end of the day, Bar Minehu, what does Bar Minehu mean? He's a goy. A goy could be mevatel Avodah Zarah, even if he's no longer Oved Avodah Zarah. But he's a goy. And a goy could be mevatel. So it seems very clear in that Gemara that he's a guy. Right, if we were writing that Gemara, we would have said, what's the Havamina that he cannot be Mevatel the Avodah Zarah? Not that he no longer does Avodah Zarah, but that he's a Jew. Mixas Gerus. The Gemara doesn't say anything about Mixas Gerus. The Havamina to say that he cannot be Mevatel the Avodah Zarah is he no longer worships Avodah Zarah. He disassociated himself from Avodah Zarah. And the Havamina to say that he can be Mevatel Avodah Zarah because he's a guy. So it seems like a very clear raya. Also, the Ramban and the Ritva over here in Makos also say Ger Toshav is like every other guy. Be'etzem dino. It's just that, and therefore, it's just that all other Bnei Noach are not mekabel schar like a mitzvah v'yosa, but a Ger Toshav rises to the level where he gets more schar for his mitzvahs. He gets schar like a mitzvah v'yosa rather than an einu mitzvah v'yosa for doing the sheva mitzvahs. What about the four rayas that we brought? That a Ger Toshav is a din of a Mixas Yisrael?
Yeah. Aren't all Goyim, regardless of their Ger Toshav or not, aren't they all Mitzvahs if they do Shabbos?
Yeah, but the Schar that they get would be the equivalent of the Schar Yisrael gets as an Eina Mitzvah Yosef. Because they're not Kiddushan of a Mitzvah of its. So what about the four rayas that we had? Well, the first raya is not even a raya. What, the Rambam put it in the same parak? Okay. There's some other explanation. He's trying to draw some parallel, whatever it is. Doesn't mean that the person's a Jew. But what about the other three rayas? So as far as the raya from the Rambam, Parak Yud Beis of Yisuri Biya, that someone who's Baal Bas Yisrael, we don't say Kanaim Pogimbaum. I'm sorry, someone who's Baal Ger Toshav, we don't say Kanaim Pogimbaum. The Magen Mishnah over there says that's not a raya. He says, "Kach nira b'svara." Person decided not to do avodah zarah. There's no din of kanaim pogimba. meaning it has nothing to do with a din ger toshav. Karam pogumbo is a din that when you see a man sleeping with an ovedes avodah zara, you need to be karam pogumbo. But if the person is practically not an ovedes avodah zara, there's no din of karam pogumbo. It's not a din in being a Jew. It's a din in not being an oved avodah zara. And that's what we suggested right away when we brought that raya. You can't bring a raya from the fact that we don't say Kanoim Pogumbo to a Ger Toshav, that necessarily a Ger Toshav is a Jew. Because maybe we just don't say Kanoim Pogumbo whenever the person is not an Ovid Avodah Zarah. And in fact, the reason for that would be very simple. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Beza Med Aleph, says, why is it that someone who's Baal Aramis is Chayiv Mis, Chayiv Kares? Because it says, Uba'al Bas El Nechar. Someone who's Boel, a Bas El Nechar. What's Bas El Nechar? An Ovedes Avodah Zarah. It's not just about being a guy. It means Ovedes Avodah Zarah. In fact, the Mordechai in Yevamos even goes a step further. The Mordechai in Yevamos says that Yisrael Mumer is Ovid Avodah Zarah. We have a din of Kanaim Pogumbo. Wow. Din of Kanaim Pogumbo. You hear what that's saying? A Jew sleeps with a Jewish girl who's Ovedes Avodah Zarah, says the Mordechai, Kanoim Pogumbo. Why? What's the Svara for the Mordechai? Crazy Chiddush. What's the Svara? The Svara would be that the din of Kanoim Pogumbo is not a din in someone who sleeps with a guy. It's a din in someone who sleeps with an Ovedes Avodah Zarah. So Mele will turn out that a Jew who is Ovedes Avodah Zarah would have a din of Kanoim Pogumbo. And a guy who's not Ovid Avodah Zarah would not have a din of Kanoim Pogumbo. So Ger Toshav doesn't have a din of Kanoim Pogumbo. So even though a Mumar, who's Ovid Avodah Zarah, has a din of Yisrael, given Shechata, Afal Pi Shechata, he's still Yisrael who? But there may be a din of Kanoim Pogumbo. Now obviously the Rambam doesn't hold that. The Rambam's not going to go that far. The Rambam's not going to say that there's a din of Kanoim Pogumbo in a Jew. But at the very least, the Rama might say that Kanoim Pogumbo, you need two qualifications. One, to be a guy, and two, to be an Ovid Avodah Zarah. And a Ger Toshav doesn't have both of those qualifications. Right, but we're trying to show that the Ger Toshav is a guy, that we don't accept that he's a Jew. So it could be that he's a guy, but since he doesn't have that other qualification of being an Ovid Avodah Zarah, we're not going to say Kanoim Pogumbo. What about the third Raya? The third raya that we had that a Ger Toshav was mixed as Yisrael, that was from the Kesem Mishnah and the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim in Parag Vav, where the Rambam says that even though a Goya Amaleki or Shivas Amin, you have to get rid of, if he accepts to be a Ger Toshav, it's a mitzvah l'achayoso. Why? So we said it must be because Gershon is Gair Kukaton Shinol Adami. So maybe that's not a raya either. Because it could be that it's not a din of Gerus. It's just that the whole din of Zayin Ammin is only when they are still Ovdei Avodah Zarah. I mean, the whole din of killing the Zayin Ammin may be only so long as they are Ovdei Avodah Zarah. So it's not a din in Katan Shinolad. It's a din in ceasing from being Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Truth is, it's very hard to say that way. Because what would you say about an Amaleki? Amaleki Bizman Azeh. There's not Ovid Avodah Zarah. There's no mitzvah to kill. We kill Amaleki children. We don't even know what Avodah Zarah is. Very hard to say that by an Amaleki that he's makabel the Sheva mitzvahs, all of a sudden it's mitzvah l'achyoso without a miktas geirus. So of the four rayas, raya number three is really by far the strongest. Right? Why would it work? Why would it work to become a Ger Toshav, and now you'll have a mitzvah l'achyoso, you're not going to have a chiv to kill him, if not for the fact that becoming a Ger Toshav is some sort of gerus.
There's two separate mitzvahs. You have one caveat, you have a din of let's say, for example, an Amaleki.
Yeah.
You have to kill him, but he's a Ger Toshav, right? He's a good guy. But when you have the two counteracting, sort of.
Right, but why? Why?
Because on one side, he is an Amaleki, he's not a full-fledged Jew. Everybody would agree he's not a full-fledged Jew.
Right, but the question is, unless you say that there's miktsas geirus, miktsas, partial Jew, it makes no sense to leave him alive. as good a guy as he is. Children are also good guys, and we have to kill them. No, okay, but the Rambam says you don't kill an Amalek, you accept Sheva Mitzvahs. So we need to explain the Rambam. You could argue with the Rambam, but, you know, I would take the Rambam against you. So the Rambam says that Mitzvahs Geirus, you don't kill him. I'm sorry, that if he accepts the Sheva Mitzvahs, you don't kill him. The only way to explain that Rambam is to say that there's a Mitzvahs Geirus, I think. So that's a really strong raya. Very hard to say that that's totally, completely in being over Avodah Zarah or not. What about the fourth raya, the Rabbeinu Gershom Nemseches Krisus, where he actually uses the word Ktsas Gerus? He says that the reason that a Ger Toshav is allowed to do Melacha on Shabbos like a Yisrael and Chalamoid is because he has a Miksas Gerus. So the truth is, that doesn't really mean Miksas Gerus. The din of a Ger Toshav not doing Melacha on Shabbos is not a din d'oraisa. It can't be a din d'oraisa. The Gemara is a machlokes. What a Ger Toshav is allowed to do on Shabbos. One opinion is whatever a Jew is allowed to do on Yontif. The other opinion is whatever a Jew is allowed to do on Chol HaMoed. It can't be that min haTorah on Shabbos Ochel Nefesh makes a difference, or that on Shabbos Dover HaAved makes a difference. Ochel Nefesh is a din in Yontif. Davra Aved is din chalam moed. Mida oraisa, these things should matter on Shabbos for anybody? Doesn't sound that these are dinim da oraisa. Much more likely that these are dinim midarabana. And that really me ikra din da oraisa, Ger Toshav is allowed to do any and every melacha on Shabbos. But since he's going to be part of the Jewish culture, since he's going to be living amongst the Jews, culturally he's going to be a Jew, it's difficult to make him, it's difficult to allow him to be Mechal Shabbos completely. And that's why, midrabanan, we say, let him do Shabbos the way we do Yontif. Let him do Shabbos the way we do Chol HaMoed. Ravashi just points out, he points out the Aruch Liner and Krisus over there completely disagrees with him. The Aruch Liner and Krisus is very clear that it's a din d'oraisa. But as Ravashi says, that's what the Aruch Liner says, Vanir lani astaiti kasafti. But I have to tell you what I think, and I don't think he's correct. I think that it's only a din midrabana. The question becomes, though, if it is only a din midrabanan, that a Ger Toshav can do certain things on Shabbos and not do other things on Shabbos, or that a Ger Toshav cannot do certain things on Shabbos, by what koach do the Chachamim have the right to impose upon the Ger Toshav what to do and what not to do? Meaning, why do we listen to the rabbis? Who told us?
Torah.
What's the pasuk in the Torah? Lo sasur. Is that one of the Sheva Mitzvahs of Bnei Noach? No. So why would a guy have to listen to the Chacham and Chacham make such a din?
Oh,
very good. That could very well be the possibility. You know what, Bez Hashem, we'll pick up with that point tomorrow, and I want to finish up this piece on Ger Toshav, Bez Hashem, tomorrow. But we'll start with that point, okay?